We have Sarah Bridges is going to be joining us. She has a book called A Bad Reaction. Wonderful, wonderful, very moving book, and she is joining us now. Sarah, good morning.
Oh, thank you for that nice introduction. Good morning.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I have trouble reading books or watching movies about children, animals, the whole bit.
I know,
and
me
too. Oh, yours just grabs. Yesterday we had a group in here who I found out is international called BACA. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No.
Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Oh.
And just talking to these guys, I'm tearing up, and your book is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Bridges has had pretty much a Time Life coffee table book life, pretty much. Wouldn't you kind of describe it as that in a way?
I guess it depends on what you mean by coffee table. It sounds
What I mean is it's a nice thing if you're sitting in your living room, you got a cup of coffee, going through the pictures. You grew up in the country, chicken, sheep, apples, walnuts. Your parents were psychologists. Your dad was a writer.
Yeah.
You went on to school. You're a psychologist and a writer. You married
the love
of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, up until this line right here, we're doing pretty darn good in most people's mind.
That is really right. I've been really fortunate.
Then you have a child, and she's 4 months old. Or your son, Porter, is 4 months old. And tell us what happened.
Well, it's my second child, Porter is, and he was totally normal, typical, all of the above. And when he was 4 months old, we brought him in for his well baby check, and he received numerous vaccines, all the normal ones that you would get. And we went home and on with our lives, and that night we're awoken by a high-pitched scream, a very high fever, and he was unconscious. No idea what was going on. We rushed him to the hospital. He went into a two-hour seizure. And
now, let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
What is a grand mal seizure?
A grand mal seizure is the kind of seizure people often envision where arms and legs are flailing. The person is non-responsive. Their eyes are typically rolled up.
Okay.
And so it's a really scary thing to see. We had no seizure history in the family, and the doctors, you know, they assume they can just stop it with a dose of Allium, which is typical, but it went on and on and on. And finally, the doctor said, you've got to get out of the room. And he said, don't worry, I will stop this, but I may need to stop him from breathing to do that because they needed to sedate him so much. And it was that night that I realized, you know, nothing was ever going to be the same.
Yeah, and your fear in this type situation with the seizure and the fevers and all, I would have to think would be brain damage.
That was my fear, and I even knew a little bit about that. I was studying for my PhD in neuropsychology. I worked in the neurology department at the University of Minnesota. I worked with people with brain damage. That high a fever, that long a seizure, and for that matter, an infection in your brain, I knew that was not going to be good. And in fact, the doctor was pretty candid with us and turned to me and told me that night about the vaccine program, saying there is a program for kids that are damaged or killed by vaccines, and I think you better call them. I'm reporting this.
So this ended up being on record.
Yes.
In the hospital records, a brain injury from pertussis vaccine.
That is exactly right. If a person even today goes onto the CDC website, they have a table, just a grid that shows you pertussis or mumps or whatever vaccine you take, what are known side effects. And not only known side effects, but what are side effects that are compensated, that the medical bills will be paid for should you experience these once you've gone through the vaccine court as we did and have your case adjudicated. That's exactly what happened to him, a rare side effect from the pertussis vaccine.
Now, I'm going to ask you at this point. We are preached to and in many cases regulated to have our children vaccinated. Knowing that this happened, I don't know the percentage of the cases. When I skimmed your book, I didn't pick up if there were any stats in there. But are you still in favor of vaccines?
I am absolutely in favor of vaccines. And what I would say to that, I analogize it to what has happened with airbags in cars. We've had some problems with particular airbags in cars, and to say we need to make those safer, no one would say, gosh, you're anti-car. I'm absolutely pro-vaccine. I understand public good. I've done original research. I get all of that. There's a small percentage of people, like there is with any medication, that doesn't respond well to vaccines. And what I would like to see is a better understanding of which kids or adults are like that and have these reactions. And secondly, that we take care of the people that are injured in the name of public good.
You have a very short sentence in your book at the beginning of one of your chapters that it almost gave me chills. We had a little girl who had Dandy Walker malformation. She only lived an hour and 13 minutes. Little things like your book and just,
I'm so sorry. Wow.
It was many, many years ago. We have a very healthy son who's 38 and has a wonderful family. You have a sentence, 6 words in that sentence that I have looked at time and time again, trying to gather the overwhelming effect of this sentence. Our life occurs in medical chapters.
Yep.
What a great sentence. It really encompasses the fight that you have and everything you're going through. How old is Porter now?
Porter is now 22 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Living in a home, receiving round-the-clock care. Mm. All of that.
Seizures still a part of his life?
Are we still a part of his life?
No, are seizures still a part of his life?
Oh, very much so, yeah. We had him over. He comes over regularly to our house and was over this week and had several seizures while he was at the house. Typically, he doesn't need to go to the hospital with them, but sometimes he does. He was in the ICU last year. He often gets pneumonia because he aspirates during the seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's still a lot of medical difficulties he experiences, and that said, he is one of the happiest, best-adjusted people you'll ever meet. He has severe developmental delays and autism and seizures, and he's an unbelievable person. So, all of the above.
The name of this amazing book is A Bad Reaction with it's Sarah Bridges, and I know I've got to let you go. You probably have a back-to-back interview. I could probably talk to you for another hour. You also have a very telling chapter called 2.5 Years. I'm old school. I love the fact that you named your chapters. I just like that stuff.
Oh, good. Good.
The book is incredible. Are you working on another one?
I am. I am working on a book now exploring the other side of the unbelievable gifts we get from these kids that we talk about as disabled, and I think they've got the inside line to a lot of good things.
We have a listener, Tom. We call him Tomopedia. His son, Camillo, he brings him in from time to time, and he is just a joy to have in here. He will sing for us and do other things, and it's just amazing. The book is wonderful. It's called A Bad Reaction. Sarah Bridges, where is it available now?
Thank you for asking. There's a website, A Bad Reaction, and you can also get it through Amazon. You can find us on Facebook, too, all of the different avenues.
Well, please, if you will, when your new book comes out, ask your publicist to put us on the list so that we can talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me and sharing.
You're very welcome. Thank you, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.